Now, President Václav Klaus has made no attempt to hide his lack of enthusiasm for the new coalition government. Mr. Klaus's repeated refusal to appoint a government tolerated by rebel opposition MPs led to clashes with the Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek. The tension between the two has led to speculation that support for the president within his own party may have suffered as a result. Some analysts even say this could have an impact on his re-election next year. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Opinion polls have repeatedly shown that President Václav Klaus is hugely popular among the general public. But it seems the president is not so popular within his own Civic Democratic Party. According to the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes, some Civic Democrat MPs have indicated for the first time that they may not vote for his re-election in 2008. Many in the party are unhappy with the way Mr. Klaus handled matters during the recent political stalemate before the appointment of the new government. Some questioned his tactics in pushing for a broader agreement, forcing the Civic Democrats together with their rivals on the political left. He has also not won any friends with his very public lack of enthusiasm for the new coalition government. Political analyst Petr Just agrees the president's popularity within his own party may have suffered as a result.
Although Václav Klaus' position remains strong, his activities, especially during the negotiations after 2006 elections, hardened his position and made it quite complicated within his own political party.
To be elected, the president needs a majority of at least 141 votes out of 281 in both chambers of parliament. As the Civic Democrats have 122 of these votes, Mr. Klaus is likely to need their support to ensure his re-election. But now, it is not so clear whether the party the president founded would back his re-election. Petr Just, however, suggests that there is more bark than bite behind this threat.
I think these statements are aimed mostly as a kind of small revenge to Václav Klaus. They are trying to show that he didn't behave to his own political party the way he should. So they are trying to show him that his re-election is nothing automatic. However, I think that still, at the end, 100% of Civic Democrats in both houses of parliament will vote for Václav Klaus. So it's kind of game. They'll probably not support him in a first round of elections, not in a second round, but they will support him in a third round. So just to show him that it's not as easy and he cannot count automatically that they will support him.
Political analyst Petr Just ending that report by...